From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. The TV network axes have come down. It's TV renewal season, and the primetime drama Nashville has survived. Now finishing its first season with ABC, the show has found a niche audience on Wednesday nights. But beyond TV ratings, it's also found success on the music charts with its soundtrack. Nashville is an ensemble show about life in the country music industry. Its characters fall into three categories: struggling unknowns looking for their big break, up-and-comers struggling to become stars, and superstars struggling to stay on top. And the songs, most of them previously unheard originals, are seamlessly woven into the drama in living room songwriting sessions, late-night honky-tonks, and stadium dress rehearsals.
Why is my voice distorted? Are these the new ones? They suck!
The tracking down songs for Nashville was no small task. Just ask Frankie Pine. She's the music supervisor for the show.
When the show first got picked up, we took a trip to Nashville, and we did a big presentation and showed all of the publishers the pilot show and said to everyone, send us your unreleased music. And I can't begin to tell you how many songs we got. It's probably, I would say, at least 50,000 songs.
50,000 songs. Now, I read that you keep hundreds of songs on your computer in kind of folders for each character. Is that true? And if so,
yes.
Can you talk about kind of what is the sound of one character versus another? Say this Raina James character, the main country diva, and then the upstart character, Juliet Barnes.
You know, we started with Raina being more of our more poignant, lyrical country artist.
Dodging words as they ricochet, honesty that'll never pay. Your convictions, I believe, like an apparition haunting me.
You know, the songs had to be saying something about some kind of matter rather than I don't like boys or some kind of girly type song. And Juliet was our young pop princess, so songs that just had a lot of fun in them. It didn't really matter what the lyrics were saying at the beginning. As her character changed, we kind of moved into a more poignant lyric that was more to the story point of what was happening in Juliet's life. And as, you know, we sit in the writer's room and kind of talk about where our characters are going, I just start pulling songs as I'm listening, and I just make a big, long playlist so that when and if that story comes up, we've got something there for them.
One of those songs that the character of Juliet does is called Hanging on a Lie.
What you hiding, where you running, maybe you've been up to something.
This is a song written by people who were essentially unknown, right?
Yes, the writers of this are my new favorite little kids, I call them. On my trip to Nashville, we got this last-minute call from Universal Publishing begging me to please come to their offices. They had some young songwriters there that wanted to perform for us. Just please, please come. And we were actually on our way to the airport. So we said, okay, let's just swing by. Let's see what this is all about. And we stopped. And I am so thankful that we stopped to see them, because they were the two greatest. Every song that we heard them play, they probably played like four songs for us, and we loved every single one of them.
And that's the song Hanging on a Lie, written by Justin Davis and Sarah Zimmerman. And this pair, they're also behind another song on the soundtrack called When the Right One Comes Along, which is interesting because it's also written for characters who are supposed to be unknown, young people trying to break into the business.
Yes. And that was the part of it that felt so natural to me when we heard that song. They played it that day. And we just thought it was amazing for Scarlett and Gunnar. And knowing that ultimately they would find themselves in love, obviously with a struggle, of course. It wouldn't be good television without a struggle. And, you know, when it finally came to fruition, this was the most poignant song that I feel really kind of exuded how these two people feel about each other.
Every single broken heart will lead you to the truth. You think you know what you're looking for, till what you're looking for finds you.
When I'm listening, I'm really listening for a very specific to our characters. And, you know, one of the things that we said from the very beginning is that we only want to use great songs.
A million moments for the sweet, really, when the right one comes along.
To us, obviously, in television, what makes a great song is how it's used within the program. And I think that's the one thing that the show has done so successfully, is allowing those songs and the lyrics of those songs to be another part of the story rather than just the writers of the scripts per se. And finding a hit song, that's great, but what makes, you know, a hit song in television is when it's used so incredibly well.
When the right one comes along.
What has it meant to these songwriters for the song to appear on the show? I mean, has this opened up new avenues in a way?
I think it has. I mean, I think, you know, there has been a struggle for years for Nashville to somehow get heard within the film and TV community. And, you know, here is the perfect show to make that happen for them. And everybody's been really giving, and they want to see it happen. And I think the other thing that Nashville would like to see is that we are representing that music and those songwriters in the right way. And I think that our show has done that.
Frankie Pine is music supervisor for the show Nashville. Frankie, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.